Each and every one of you. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter number 15. The book of Luke, chapter number 15. And when I read this verse of Scripture, many of you are going to think I'm going to preach on the prodigal. But mostly I will not be preaching about the prodigal son, but I will be reading from this verse of Scripture to try to pull something out of this. Amen. Luke chapter number 15, verse number 20. Praise God. And let's go going up to 18. You know the story, but I want to read it to you. He said, this prodigal finally said, I will arise and I will go up and go to my father. And I will say unto my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of the hired servants. Praise God.
Yes.
I love this, but here's what I want you to see. Amen. So the Bible said, and he arose and he came to his father. But when he was a great way off, you underline that, that's my text today, a great way off. Amen. Yep. And when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. And he ran and he fell on his neck and he kissed him. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And while he was a great way off,
right,
his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck. Praise God. If you can't accept the grace of God, amen, and God's mercy, then you might as well tune out here today. Praise God. Because I preach a lot of hard messages, but today is going to be more of a grace message. Praise God. So you can't accuse me that I'm always a hard preacher, because sometimes I preach grace too.
Come on.
Woo, amen. I don't know about you, but I tell you, I'll never make it without a lot of help. Praise
right,
God.
Right,
amen. This prodigal son, Brother George, had, you know the story, and I'm going to speak very little of the prodigal here today, but you know the story how that he had took his father's inheritance. He had went into the far country. He had spent everything that his dad had given him. He wasted it in riotous living. Amen. And he finally came to himself in a hog pen. Well, almost every one of us have had a hog pen experience.
Yeah.
Almost every one of us has had that place, that crossroad in our life that we finally came to ourselves in the hog pen and said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to arise, and I'm going to go back to my father's house. Praise God. Amen. Well, this prodigal finally decided that the best thing for him to do was to take a chance on going back home. Amen. And in my text that I read to you here today, the Bible said that while he was a great way off, amen, his father saw him and had compassion on him. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God sees this, Brother Daniel, when we're a long ways off. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. During World War I, thousands of soldiers sang a song that they said, it's a long, long trail winding into the land of my dreams. It's a long, long trail, amen, winding, praise God, toward God's paradise. A long, long trail. Amen. Once you make that decision to arise and go back to Father's house. Amen. No one started farther back than a man by the name of David. Amen. It's probably rather odd to preach from David reading the story out of the prodigal, but that's what I'm going to do here today. Amen. I don't believe anybody started any farther back than David did. Amen. I believe this text can apply to his life. And if God ever had compassion, he had compassion on a young lad by the name of David. Hallelujah. Amen. First, I believe that the father ran toward him when he was back in the pasture field. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. This boy was so far back that nobody even bothered to invite him. Amen. When Samuel, the prophet, the man of God, rode into town, Brother Georgia. Amen. And Samuel told Jesse, said, God said to get a sacrifice ready. Amen. He's going to anoint one of your sons to be the next king over Israel. Amen. So Jesse lined all of his sons up. Praise God. All of them except for one. David was a long ways off. Hallelujah. Thank God in heaven. Amen. Are all my children here? Praise God. He started with Eliab. I read the story back there earlier. He started with Eliab, a great big strong man. Amen, Brother Earl. And naturally David looked at him. Looked at him. It was kind of like Saul, a great big, good looking, strong, amen, tall, broad shouldered fella. Yeah. And naturally the man of God said, here's another man, looks like Saul. He's probably the man. But God spoke to Samuel and said, Samuel, he's not the man. Yeah. And out of this, preachers and churches misquote this scripture probably much more than any other verse in the Bible. Amen. So while the man of God is standing there and God said, Eliab is not the man. Amen. Amen. God spoke to Samuel and said, Samuel, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Amen. All God was saying was, you look at him and say, he looks like a big, strong, good-looking man from the outside. Amen. Praise God. And so therefore, amen, I'm not looking at his outside. I'm looking at his heart. David has the heart of a warrior. David has the heart of a man that loves me more than anything. Praise God. So many preachers, so many churches take that one verse and they distort that more than any verse I've ever heard distorted. And men and preachers and churches say that God doesn't care what a person looks like on the outside. That's a far cry of what the Bible teaches. Amen. The Bible teaches that God does care about what we look like from the outside. Amen. But all that verse was trying to say was, amen, the men around you are saying that a big strong man is the man that we need for king. And God said, I don't care what a man looks like. Praise God. I care what's inside of his heart. Amen. So while David was a long way off and all the other brothers were made to pass one by one, Shammah, amen, one by one, praise God, they passed by old Samuel, and Samuel looked at him and said, and God spoke to him and said, he's not the man, he's not the man, until all the sons of Jesse that were there passed by, and Samuel said, Jesse, is this all thy sons? Amen. And Jesse said, I've got one son, but he's a long ways off. Amen. I've got one son, but he's way off in the backside of a field keeping the sheep. Amen. And the prophet, the man of God said, we'll stay standing until he shows up. Hallelujah. And you know the story. They sent and fetched David out of the fields. And here come David. Amen. There to where the man of God was. And the Bible said he was a ready countenance, but he was a fair to look at. Amen. He was a small, ready little fella. He was a far cry from what Saul looked like. Amen. Saul looked like a mighty warrior. Saul looked like a man that could overtake anybody. But we find out that Saul had a cowardly heart. Amen. Saul had a heart, a selfish heart. Saul had a heart to do what Saul wanted to do. David wasn't a great big strong guy. Amen. Rather ready little fella. But he had a heart of a warrior. Amen. Thank God. Hey, amen. So God spoke to Samuel and said, this is the man that I've chosen. Hallelujah. Amen. Anoint him. And Samuel broke that horn of oil and poured it on the top of the head of David. And oil ran down his body. Praise God. God had anointed David a great way off. Amen. To be the next king over Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. Secondly, God ran toward David when he declared, amen, dared to take on Goliath. Amen. Nobody was any more green than David was. Nobody was any more inexperienced than David was. Amen. Oh, just an old country. Amen. A young ruddy fella that kept the sheep on the backside of the desert. On the backside of the wilderness, rather. Amen. Why camest thou down hither? Amen. Great God. And they was down there in the valley. Goliath, you know, the story had come out. Amen. David's brothers were down there in the place of war. Amen. And Jesse said, David, take some corn. Take some provisions down to your brother. Amen. They're down there fighting against the Philistines. And so David went down there and he heard this great big giant crying out against the name of God and against God of Israel. And David said, what in the world's going on? Amen. Oh, yes. And his brother said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I'm bringing provisions. Amen. I'm trying to bring food to keep you fellas alive. David said, I got one question for you. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine down here defying the name of my God? Amen. Oh, Eliab and all them elder brothers and all them men of Israel were standing over there, and their knees were knocking, and they were scared. And great big Saul, that had his armor from head to toe, he was afraid of the giant. But thank God, God called one from a long ways off. God called one from afar off. Amen. And David said, amen, why don't somebody go out and shut the giant's mouth up? Amen. Why don't somebody go out there and show him who the boss is? But you know what happened? Amen. They said, oh no, we've been at a standoff. There's nobody in Israel, in the camp of Israel, that can go up against the giant. And old David was about to take off. And they said, you can't do this. And he said, oh, but you don't understand. I was out in the field, amen, and a lion and a bear roared up against the sheep. Amen. And I took the sheep from them, and I slew those animals. And this ungodly Philistine will not be any different than that. So let me tell you something. On a day, Brother George, when it didn't look like David had a chance, on a day when it didn't look like Israel could even stand, amen, anybody even in the camp of Israel would have gave 200-1 odds, amen, that Goliath would win that battle. It was a great warrior, amen, against a small lad. Amen. It was an amateur against a professional. Oh yes, great God. But you know what happened? Amen. David went out, amen, to fight the giant. Yeah, you know what happened? He slew that giant. He hit him right in the forehead, amen, with that small, smooth stone. Amen. God ran toward David while he was a long ways off. Hey, God in heaven, it would be a long, long way to the throne. But God turned towards David, amen, on this very day and said, David, I am on your side. I come to thee, David said, in the name of the Lord of hosts, to deliver thee into my hand. God ran, amen, toward David faster than the giant could strive, amen, away. Hallelujah. And after it's all over, let me tell you something, amen. And beforehand, everybody wanted to kick David to the curb. Great God. Everybody said, David, you don't stand a chance. David was the only man that knew he had a chance. Everybody else looked at David and said, David, you don't have a chance. Amen. Great God. But when David looked at the giant, he was the only man that said, he don't stand a chance. Great God. Because I've seen my God work before. Hey, I come to tell somebody in this house right now, the devil said, you're far off. The devil said, you're far away from where you need to be. I hope I can preach this. I hope I can tell you what's on my heart here today. When you're a long ways off and you're far off, don't ever forget the God in the battle is the same God in the dark time. The God, when you're out there fighting the giant, he's the same God that stood for your side. Amen. When you was out there in the wilderness guarding them sheep, hey, I come to tell somebody, you feel like you're far off. You feel like you're a long way off. But God said, I'm a God, amen, looking a long way off. Hey, that old prodigal said, I think I'll rise. I think I'll go back home. But great God, Brother Earl, that dad was looking. That dad kept his eye. I believe he got up every morning and looked down that road, that same road that that prodigal left on. That same road that that prodigal took the possessions and went out and spent it in riotous living. That same road that he walked out of, amen, his father's house. Great God. But Brother Tommy, time had passed. Amen. The word did it. I believe every morning he woke up, he looked down that road, got his binoculars out, and said, I think my son is coming home today. Hey, I think he's coming home today. And the pilot days, months, amen, possibly passed. Amen. He spotted him afar off. Why? Because he said, amen, I'm going to be there when my son comes back home. When he needs me, I'm going to be there. And I come to tell somebody, you feel like you're afar off. You feel like you're a long way from where you need to be. But oh, I've got comfort in knowing that God sees me and God knows right where I'm at. Hey, amen, listen to this preacher. Just a few more minutes. God knows just where you are. I don't care how far you feel like you are away. God knows right where you are.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thirdly, God ran toward David when he was in the cave of Adullam. Amen.
Bless him.
You'd have to say, amen, that he was still far off.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
It looked like, and I'm not being mean here, but instead of a warrior and his crowd around him, it looked like a city mission. God. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. And they were with him about 400 men. It didn't seem like much of a congregation. You could have passed the offering plate, and you wouldn't have got much. Amen. But oh, there was more grumbling than there was get up and go. But you can go a long way if there's a sense of compassion. And these men knew that David loved them. And these men knew that David was on their side. Poor beginnings have provided of many leaders. Amen. A Bethlehem manger provided a savior. An Egyptian penitentiary gave us a Joseph. Like house arrest gave us Paul's epistles. Amen. Exile gave us Nehemiah. An outcast society gave us Matthew. Amen. Army life gave us Cornelius. Crime gave us a dying thief on the cross. You don't know how God's a looking until you get far off. Hey, my God in heaven, I'm about to feel like shouting. Hey, you can't get so far away, prodigal. You can't get so far away, David, that God don't know where you're at.
Yes, Lord. Woo! Jesus.
God provides that chance, sir. God provides that chance, ma'am. Amen. When often church people turn you away, when often family members turn you the other direction, amen, the church is closed. Amen. I love those words in the text. Amen. And he saw him afar off. But he didn't stop there. Not only did he see him afar off, but he had compassion on him. Amen. Woo! Church people, they might give up on you. It's very rare, but mom and dad might give up on you. Hey God, I took care of a fellow in the hospital this week, brother. It was a sad case. I ain't gonna tell you his name. Amen. But a very prosperous businessman in Huntington through the years. His grandpa started a prosperous business in Huntington. Wealthy. His dad ran the business. Wealthy. And this man, when he got it, he took it to the bottom. Drugs and dope and alcohol got the best of this man. Great God in heaven. Oh, amen. And I got to wondering, he told me his son-in-law was a doctor. His daughter was something big. He got to telling me all about his family, how they held big high positions. And I believed every word of it. This man had come from wealth. This man had come from high society. But drugs and dope had left him on the bottom. But I tell you what bothered me. I never seen a son-in-law come in. I never seen a daughter come in. I never seen them wealthy family members. Why? Because he swindled everything the family had ever gave him. And I believe that they said there's no helping him. He's went to the bottom all week long. Not a family member walked through that door. And this is when I feel like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, somebody, they can get so far off that everybody else might lose hope. But God said, I don't care how far they get away. I see them even afar off. And he had compassion on him. Mom and dad might give up. Granny and grandpa, they might give up. That pastor, he might give up. But there's a God in heaven who never gives up. There's a God in heaven that sees you in the gutter. There's a God that sees you with them drugs going in your veins. There's a God in heaven that loves you afar off.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, he does. Jesus. Jesus.
I told my kids, and I don't want you to think I'm bragging. I can only tell what happens to me in my life.
Come on, buddy.
Last week.
Not this week. Last week. Might be 2 weeks ago. I took care of an old fellow, Brother Tommy. And I was teaching these kids today about whatever you do, do it heartily unto the Lord.
Yeah.
You work. Hey, amen. I don't care if that boss is hateful and you don't like him. Treat him like he's the best. Why? Because you're there doing a job for the Lord, not for that grumpy old grouchy boss.
Well, I was in the hospital.
Same thing, drunk. Hey man, we was in there trying to wean him off alcohol.
You'd be surprised how many people we get in the hospitals now trying to detox them from drugs or alcohol.
It's crazy, really. Hey man, way higher rate than it was when I quit 5 years ago. We've had, I don't have any of my kid. And most of the time, they're hard patients to take care of. This old fella, he was demanding. He was kind of hard to get along with. But I bit the bullet. I mean, I took care of that guy. I went above and beyond and did everything I could for that fellow. Woo! Amen. Hey, great God. Not knowing that I think 2 days ago, I got a phone call. Came out on my lunch break while I was at work this week. And he said, hey, you remember me? I can give you his first name. He said, this is Terry. And he told me his last name. I said, yeah, I remember you. I remember you well. And I wanted to say he was a thorn in my side for about 3 days or four. Amen. But oh, I treated him good. And he said, oh, I should have known it. Amen. He said, I should have known it. You took good care of me. Everybody else treated me bad. They treated me like an old drunk. He said, but you treated me with respect. Amen. Hey God, you went above and beyond. He said, as I was leaving, I was telling them, that nurse Jason, you better get more like him. He's been good to me. And they said, well, that old boy's a preacher. Amen. And they told him my last name. It didn't bother me. Amen. He went home, Brother Tommy, looked us up. He's listened, I don't know how many of my messages in the last 2 weeks online. He lives up in Guyandot in a high rise. Amen. He said, I want to tell you, I got out of the hospital and I listened to them messages and it done something to me. I don't know what kind of church it is. Then he got a little scooter. He said, I rode my little scooter to the church down the road and I give my life back to God. He said, hey, preacher, I was raised in Assemblies of God. I was raised in a preacher's house. I shouldn't have did it, but I let alcohol take me to the bottom. But he said, I want you to know, I'll come back. I'll give my heart to God. And it's all because of you. He was afar off. He had family in Atlanta. Nobody around. He was a long ways off. But God.
Lord. Preaching to somebody here.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus.
Forth God ran toward him.
Bless him, Lord.
While he was refugee. Amen. Did you know David got to the place that Saul sought his life so harshly that David had to run to the enemy? David had to run to the Philistines. And he ran down there to the Philistines' camp, and he was asking for help. If there was ever a time that the Philistines had David, it was right now. Woo. And they said, I shall know. Amen. I shall now perish one day. David said, by the hand of Saul, there is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. It was a low point in the shepherd's life, but I'm glad it didn't end there.
Right.
I'm glad there's another chapter to the story.
Yes.
Hey, God. Hey, he felt no one cared. His life had been, amen, just piecemeal, and with a price on his head. Hey, God. Amen. He dulled the dreams of the palace. He dulled the dreams of ever wearing the crown. With friends like these who needs enemies. Amen. You ache for the warrior as he grumbles before, amen, the hated Philistine. And they said, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town and in some country. I'm done here winding down. I'd hate that it would have ended right there. But Philistines, great God, never had a better chance. Amen. But the Father saw David afar off. Amen. God covered him. Amen. Or there would have been no more David.
Right.
He shall cover thee. Amen. He went on to write this in the book of Psalms. Listen to me. You got to know.
Yes.
What it's like to feel the pains of death. You got to know what it's like to fight the hordes of hell to write something like this.
That's right.
Woo. Psalms 91. Amen. Said, he shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. Woo. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. The Philistine said, and you can read it for yourself. 1 Samuel 27 and 12. He hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore, he shall be my servant forever. That's what the Philistine said. But thank God, God had another plan for David.
Right.
Thank God, God, the Philistine said, you'll be our servant forever. But what they don't see is there's another chapter to the story. Great God, yeah, this is a low place. This is a place where David was afar off. But thank God, God sees us when we're afar off. God sees us when we're on the bottom. God sees us when it looks like there's no hope. God sees us when it looks like there's no way.
Yes, he does.
And David came back from that.
Hallelujah.
To sit on the throne.
Glory.
And David came back from that.
Came back.
To be the greatest king Israel ever seen.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Fifth, I guess I'll go ahead and finish it out here. God ran toward him when he lost all self-control and shamed his God, his nation, and his family.
Yes, Lord.
In that moment, it looked as though David had dropped out. It looked as though he was a murderer. He was an alienator. He was a liar. He was a spiritual dropout. You can hear his agony all the way through 51st Psalm. I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin as ever before thee. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. No man in history has ever stood more battered by the sin of assault than David. The smell of the pig pen had reached the palace. Great God. A cheapness that men in this ranks would have spurned to such a lowly place. It was a rotten affair from the very start. Amen. A lonesome gal like Bathsheba could reduce a king to such a foolish condition. Hey, God, help
us, oh Lord. But God saw David afar off. Man, I'm preaching about afar off. His father saw him. Amen. David lived to thank God for it. His father saw him when he walked on the rooftop. His father saw him when he glanced, amen, at a Bathsheba that he should have kept his eyes off of. His father saw him when he inquired about this woman. His father saw it when he took her in and committed an ungodly act. His father saw him when he had her husband put in the most fearsome battle and David murdered her own husband. Amen. His father saw it, great God, when David said, now I'm going to take her and I'm going to marry her. Amen. So nobody knows that the child that's going to be born was conceived in adultery.
Right. Yes, Lord.
But guess what, David? There's one thing you forgot. God seeth you far off.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And God sent a preacher before David could get a marriage license.
Come on,
the preacher comes strolling into town and said, David, there was a rich man that had lots of lambs. He had lots of sheep. He had everything that life could offer. And there was a poor man. He only had one little sheep. He only had one little lamb. Hey, man, he fed that lamb. He cared about that lamb. That's the only lamb his family had. And the rich man took the poor man's lamb. David jumped up with indignation and said, who is the man? He shall die. And Nathan, the prophet, looked at him and said, David, you are the man.
Amen.
You are the man, David. You're the man. And the Bible said that David wept and he cried. I'm glad that God doesn't leave us afar off. He cried and he wept. And God saw David when he was afar off.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Woo! Stand with me in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come to preach to you here.
Have your way, bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Pray for me. Pray for me. This, I know we preached and we've sang, and right here is the most important part of this service.
Yes, it is.
We're depending on the Lord to meet us right here in just a moment in these altars.
Have your way, Lord.
Well, she begins to play softly on this piano. I want to ask somebody, are you far off?
Come on, brother.
You don't feel like nobody knows who you are.
Your way, Lord.
You don't feel like you can get any lower. You don't feel like life can dish out any harsher things. Let me tell you something, I don't always say this, but I know there's at least two people prescribed to you right here today. Every head bowed, every eye closed, this is an important part of this service.
Yeah.
He said, Brother Jason, I tell you what I feel in my heart right here. I feel like if we'll make an effort to come up here to this altar, amen, God's going to raise us up to that far off condition. Hey, I love you. God loves you. God cares about you. He'll lift us up from the most lowest place we can get. From the cave, from out in the wilderness. Nobody even knew where he was. Hardly keeping the sheep. God knew where he was. When he was deep in that cave and Saul tried to kill him, God knew where he was. When he stooped into sin and adultery, God knew where he was. I'm nothing major, I'm nothing great, but God spoke to this preacher's heart to tell you in this service that God knows that you're far off right now, and you can get closer to Him right here, right here. Hey, I love you. I've prayed for you. I've watered this over and over, and I've sought God for this. Lord, would you let somebody move right here? Would you let somebody's heart be touched? Lord, they're hurting inside, far off. Let's talk again. Far off, far off.
Praise
you. Do you feel like that today?
Praise you.
Do you feel like that right now? Do you feel like far off?
Praise you. Praise
you. I ain't in no hurry here, but I do want you to step out. This church is going to get in with you here and in behind you. We'll pray with you and pray for you. Don't let the devil keep you in there.
far off place. Don't let him keep you in that far off place. I bet you get
dreaming.